You're listening to The Truth Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Hey friends, Pastor Brian here, and in this episode, I want to tell everyone, all of our listeners across all of our podcasts. So we're talking about whether you listen through the Truth Podcast or the Family Podcast or the Training Podcast or the Men's Podcast or even Unveiling Mormonism. We're pushing this episode out across all of our podcasts today because we have released, or we are about to release, depending on when you listen to this, a brand new refresh to the resources at PursueGod.org. In this episode, I want to just take a minute to walk you through the menu changes, the front page change, kind of the philosophical change that we're making, this shift that we're making as we're beginning to put out more and more articles. But before I do any of that, I want to just tell you the genesis of this entire refresh. It actually started with the Hebrew series that we're going through right now. I don't know if you've checked that out yet, but we're going through a 9-week series on the book of Hebrews. And as I was writing those lessons for all of these 9 lessons, I realized that there were additional topics that I needed to include because there was so much meat to this Hebrews series. There's just so much to study and learn and too much to pack into a 30-minute sermon or a 45-minute podcast. So what I started doing was to write like related articles. So for example, lesson 1 in the Hebrews series is titled The 7 Attributes of Jesus. That's where we go through Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And as I was writing the sermon and kind of working on that, I realized, okay, wait, I need to write an article on who wrote the book of Hebrews. And then I thought, wait a second, I need to write an article on what is Christology. And then I said, wait, well, I need to write an article on what role did Jesus play in creation? And then another one on what is the hypostatic union? And so as I wrote that sermon, actually, this was released in our Sermon Link podcast, which, by the way, if you haven't checked that out, the Sermon Link podcast is just our Sunday sermons at Alpine Church. And so you get to hear the sermon version of basically this content. Hebrews is one of our Sermon Link series. But anyway, as I was preaching the sermon or prepping the sermon, I also prepped these 4 articles that were really helpful for mentors and small group leaders and even anyone else who's going to preach that sermon. And then I realized, well, wait, if we're doing all this work, why don't we put these articles at pursuegod.org? Why don't we link them in the lesson page for Hebrews chapter 1? And then in the next Hebrews lesson, where we talk about why did Jesus have to become human, the same thing happened, only I had twice as many articles that I ended up having to write to go along with and to support that particular lesson. And so we wrote the article, why did Jesus have to become human? And what is the incarnation? And did Jesus stop being God when he came to earth? And did Jesus always have a physical body? And what kind of power does the devil have? And what happens to us immediately after we die? And how did people view death in ancient times? And even the article titled, Who Was the High Priest in Judaism? So all of these questions had to be answered in the course of lesson 2 in the book of Hebrews. And once again, we created all these related articles so that as a small group leader or as a mentor, or even just as a student of the word, you can kind of dive into each one of these articles. And it made not just like preparation for your small group conversation better, but it just kind of answered all those questions. It was a great way to answer all of those questions. But then as a team at Pursue God, we kind of had a problem because as we talked about this with our team, Tracy and Brock and Abigail, people who help with the content and also help with the editing of the podcast, our team got together, we started talking about this. And the problem was that Pursue God has always been a conversation starter website. It's never been intended to just be like, go like learn in your ivory tower and just get really smart as a Christian. That's never been what it's about. In fact, my son AJ, who puts out the Fight Club podcast, if you haven't checked that out, I really encourage you to. It's a podcast all about purity for young men. Anyway, he really pushed back. He's like, hey, Dad, this has always been about conversation starters. I don't like the direction we're going in with this, that suddenly our website's just going to be like another Got Questions or something like that. No shade on Got Questions. It's just that this was never just about making individual Christians smarter Christians. This was always about making disciple makers and empowering conversations. And so we thought, well, wait a second, can we do both? And that's when we came up with this idea. At the bottom of every one of our articles, we decided to add a little drop down called Discuss and Dive Deeper. In fact, I encourage you to check it out. Just click on one of the articles at our site and scroll down through the article. It always ends with a takeaway. The article does. Articles usually take 2 to 3 minutes to read. It's got just some good scripture. It's really Bible-based, Jesus-centered. The articles are great. But at the very bottom of the article, right after the takeaway, if you open up the Discuss and Dive Deeper section, what we did there is to put 6 discussion questions so that you can actually talk about every single one of these articles. You can use these articles as discussion starters. Now, if you're familiar with our series that we have at Pursue God, you'll notice that every discussion section starts with the same question. What we say is this: read the talking points together as a group. Now, the problem is our articles don't have talking points, so we can't say that at the bottom of our articles. So instead, here's what we say: read the takeaway above as a group. So the takeaway is just like the final little summary of that article. And so basically, you can read the takeaway with your mentor or with your small group or men's group or women's group or even with your family. And basically, you're having a, it's kind of a good way to kick off the conversation. And then the next 5 questions are questions specifically to help you to talk about that particular article. So basically, in the Discuss and Dive Deeper section at the bottom of every article, you can have a conversation just like you could with our series before. Now, you'll also find in that section, right after the Talk About It section, you'll find a See Also, which is where we have related articles and series so that you can dive even deeper on that particular topic. And then we include a little section that shows the sources. If we use some sources for the article, we include that there as well. Now, at the very bottom, after the Discuss and Dive Deeper section, we're also going to promote a couple of our series that are related to that particular article so that by the time you read the article, if you're like, man, I want more on this, then maybe click on that series and maybe that's a good indicator that you should check out that series. So a note about these articles, and this is important for you to understand, our series still have podcasts connected to every lesson. The articles don't necessarily always have a podcast. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But the point to the article really is just to get you into a topic, answer the question for you, and then spark a conversation if you want to do that. In fact, we talk about all of this in our new and improved About page. So if you go to the About page in the menu, we talk now about how our resources come in 2 formats. So articles are short, punchy insights designed for quick reading and immediate conversation. And then series are long-form, podcast-based collections perfect for small groups and mentoring. So basically now we offer series and articles in our content. Now, why don't we continue to talk about the menu? Because again, the menu got a little bit of a refresh, and I want to make sure that you understand what we did up there in that top menu. So we've got home. That brings you to the home page, which, by the way, the home page now is going to have a total refresh. We've refreshed our logo, and we've kind of refreshed our tagline based on these articles. Everyday questions, biblical answers. That's what we're really going to be offering now to the users of our website. And as you scroll down on the new and improved homepage, you'll still find featured series there, but then you'll also find, as you continue to scroll down, you'll find featured articles in our 4 main categories: faith and Bible, life and culture, marriage and family, and then training in leadership. Now, we're going to be releasing dozens of new articles every week, especially here as we're launching these articles. There's going to be brand new articles. There's so much more to our library now that we're starting to release articles. It's a lot easier to put out an article than it was to produce a podcast and put out a series connected to all these podcast lessons. So we're still doing podcasts, we're still doing series, but now that we're going to be releasing articles, that front page is going to just be refreshed every single day. So I think you're really going to appreciate all of the new content to help you to pursue God. And so, by the way, it also is going to change our sidebar menu, because what we're going to put on the sidebar now is going to be the must reads. So these are going to be like the most important articles, and then obviously series connected to those articles for newcomers to our site. So like we'll have in there, is the Bible reliable? And why should I pursue God? And what is sin? And who is Jesus? And how can I be saved? You'll notice that a lot of these questions are basically questions that we answer in our pursuit series. So the must reads are going to drive people to the pursuit. They're going to drive people to like Bible basics and marriage basics and Systheo. So the side menu is going to eventually be more static because it's going to be our cornerstone content at pursuegod.org, whereas the new featured content that you can find right on the front page is going to be a great place for you to find whatever we're working on that's new for that particular week. All right, so continuing in our top menu, we have a new word up there, and it's really just a refresh of an old word. We used to have a link up in the top menu called search, and we've actually changed it, and now we're calling it keywords. It's basically the exact same thing. It's where you can find all of our keywords, like all the tags. If you want to like just browse and see like, okay, I want to learn about anger or anxiety or apologetics or baptism or Bible characters, we're always going to be adding new keywords and refreshing new keywords. And you can also continue to search by going to that keyword link up in the top menu. So what used to be called search in the top menu is now called keywords. And I think you're going to really love that. And then we have just a quick little refresh on categories. I already mentioned this. Our category link is still going to look the same up there in that top menu. It's just that it's faith and Bible, which is where you can explore the basics of Christianity. You can dive into specific books of the Bible or tackle tough theological questions. The next category is life and culture, which is where you can find a biblical perspective on hot button issues and workplace stuff and everyday habits. And then we have the category marriage and family, which you're very familiar with, I'm sure, from dating to pre-marriage to parenting to marriage to kids to teens. All this stuff is in our marriage and family category. And then we have our training and leadership category. That's where you can learn about leading a small group or mentoring or pastoring or elders or anything related to leadership in the church. And of course, anything related to making disciples and being trained on making disciples. So those are the four main categories. And we have kind of a refresh on the Just for Men page and the Just for Women page. Because for all these category pages, when you click on one of those categories, it's going to just give a simple listing of series in that category at the top and then articles in that category down below. So this is just a great place to find all the newest articles that we have in that particular category. But the men's page and the women's page are kind of like extra special. Let me see if I can explain why. Okay, in the faith and Bible category, the series and the articles are all only connected to the faith and Bible category. But in the men's and women's category, it's a little bit different. The series are the Just for Men series, so that's the same. But the articles are actually a combination of marriage and family articles, life and culture articles, and the faith and Bible articles. So when you go to the men's category page or the women's category page, you're going to find the newest articles in all three of those major categories, along with the newest series in the Just for Men category. I think what you'll notice then is that these men's and women's pages are going to be kind of like the go-to for men's groups in women's groups, because there's always going to be, I would say, at least a dozen or at least a half dozen new articles every single week. So it's a great place if you're finding a new topic, whether it's a series or just an article to talk about with your men's group or your women's group. All right, we're almost done. Continuing across that top menu, we have podcasts still. So if you want to find the Truth Podcast or Family or Training or Men's, Unveiling Mormonism, Sermon Link or Fight Club, or any other future podcasts that we put out at Pursue God. Like, for example, we're working on a student podcast. We're getting there. That'll always be there right at the top of that menu. So that's a great place to find those podcasts. And then, of course, you can subscribe from there on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And then the final thing we have up there in that top menu is just more. And so this is where you can still donate, or you can subscribe to our weekly email newsletter that comes out every Friday. If you've never done that, I encourage you to check that out. You can also, there's a link there to contact us, and there's also a link there for our merch. And we are going to be updating our merch offerings in the next couple of months as well to reflect our new, our fresh update of our logo and our branding. So be sure to check out that merch page, not necessarily right now, but certainly in the next couple of months. So that was a mouthful, but that is what you need to know about all of the updates at pursuegod.org. And again, I'm so grateful that you're using our resources. I hope that this refresh to our resources will be really helpful for you with your family, with your small group, with your one-on-one mentoring, or even in just your own personal pursuit of God. And one last thing, don't forget that these resources, Pursue God is a 501c3 that is 100% supported by donors. And so those of you who are just, you know, even if you're just a monthly donor of $5 a month, man, that is super helpful for us. I want to say thank you to all of our donors. If you're interested in being a part of that team, again, you can check that out. Go to the More menu, click on Donate. You can set up a secure monthly donation. And we're just so grateful for those who donate. And we are especially grateful for those who use our resources to make disciples. That's what it's all about. So keep helping more people to pursue God.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please consider rating our podcast. It's a simple way to help us reach more people. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.